I'm Kirsten Pelz-Stalinski, so I'm a professor at the University of Florida. We do a lot of work trying to understand psyllid transmission and trying to evaluate technologies that can disrupt transmission of Liberobacter by the psyllid.
Tell us about bactericides being used for both the bacteria and for psyllid control.
Right. So we looked at the use of bactericides for knocking down bacteria in greenhouse assays, and we did see some positive effects of some of the bactericides. We looked at firewall and fireline and saw some reduction after 4 weeks, not 100% reduction, but some reduction in Liberobacter infection. What we did see is that there was a significant impact of oxytetracycline on psyllids, both their feeding, so it reduces feeding, it reduces psyllid survival, and it seems to target some of the endosymbionts that are inside of the psyllid, which we think is the mechanism that is translating into mortality of the psyllid.
So you think it could control the psyllid?
Well, I think that it has the potential to reduce mortality of the psyllid. So depending on the dose needed and how much the psyllids are picking up from the trees when they're feeding in the field will determine how effective it can be in actually knocking down psyllid populations. But we are also developing some novel technologies that can be used in higher concentrations that can target those endosymbionts more specifically, and those appear to have greater efficacy than the traditional antibiotic treatments. And so we're hopeful that those will be a more useful approach for controlling the psyllids.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.